Ukraine say Russian drones struck the black city of Mykolaiv, setting a hotel ablaze and damaging energy infrastructure, while ammunition shortages continue to hobble Kyiv's troops in the more than two-year-old war. The governor of Ukraine's southern Mykolaiv province said there were no casualties in the attack. Early on Sunday, Ukraine's army chief also warned of a worsening situation as his forces wait for much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package to reach the front lines. He said the Ukrainian forces had retreated along three sections of the front line in the eastern Donetsk region and that Russian troops continue to attack. A senior Qatari official has urged both Israel and Hamas to show more commitment and more seriousness in ceasefire negotiations. We hear now from the AP's Karen Chamas.
In interviews with Israeli media, Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majed Al-Ansari expressed disappointment in both Israel and Hamas for still not reaching a new deal. He said each side is making decisions based on political interests and not with the good of civilians in mind. Qatar, which hosts Hamas headquarters in Doha, has been a key intermediary between the two. There's growing international pressure for Hamas and Israel to reach a ceasefire deal and avert an Israeli attack on Rafah. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warned against the proposed Israeli attack on the city in southern Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis, speaking to thousands of people gathered in St. Mark's Square in Venice, he was saying he was thinking about the struggles facing the people of Haiti.
Penso ad Haiti.
He also hoped that the country's new presidential transition council would be able to help Haiti obtain the peace and stability it so badly needs. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. South Africa has marked more than 30 years since the end of apartheid with a ceremony in its capital. At the ceremony, South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, reflected on the progress being made since its end.
Apartheid was an ideology and a system aimed at controlling every aspect of people's lives.
Ramaphosa conceded that there had been setbacks over the years. South Africa's path to freedom was long, and thousands of people lost their lives during the struggle for liberation. The World Economic Forum's special meeting on global collaboration, growth, and energy for development kicked off in Riyadh on Sunday in Saudi Arabia. At the meeting, tech billionaire turned philanthropist Bill Gates said that success in the fight to wipe out polio is not guaranteed.
The world is very close to eradicating one of the most preventable threats humanity has ever faced. But it's not done until we get to zero. It can spread back to where it was before.
Gates welcomed a $500 million pledge from Saudi Arabia to fight polio over the next 5 years, bringing it in line with the United States as one of the biggest national donors. Aerial photos posted by Chinese state media have shown a wide devastation as part of a southern city of Guangzhou after a tornado swept through it the day before, killing five people, injuring dozens of others, and damaging more than 100 buildings. Authorities say 141 factory buildings were damaged. The sprawling city is a manufacturing hub near Hong Kong. A government spokesperson says Burkina Faso is investigating killings in two northern villages in February, dismissing a Human Rights Watch report about the Burkinabe army's alleged execution of 223 people. Citing telephone interviews and with witnesses, civil society and others, the Human Rights Watch report released on Thursday accused the military of executing residents of Noden and Soro, including at least 56 children, as part of a campaign against civilians accused of collaborating with Islamist militants. Thousands of people rallied across Australia Sunday, demanding action to end gender-based violence in the country. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was there.
We need to change the culture. We need to change attitudes. We need to change the legal system.
In a speech in Canberra, Albanese said that the violence was a national crisis. Thai Foreign Minister Panpri Pahit-Hanukon has resigned after being removed from the post of Deputy Prime Minister in the cabinet reshuffle at a time when the Southeast Asian country is seeking to help resolve conflict with Myanmar. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA 1.